From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The lawyer for the plaintiffs made closing arguments today in the London plagiarism suit against novelist Dan Brown's publisher. Michael Bagent and Richard Lee are suing Random House. They say that Brown stole the idea for the Da Vinci Code from their 1982 nonfiction book, The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail. The idea, roughly, that Mary Magdalene and Jesus survived, married, and left behind royal progeny, is not taken very seriously by scholars. But the Da Vinci Code has made so much money and promises to make still more as a movie that there is something more than scholarly reputation and theology at stake in this London courtroom. Catherine Rushton, a reporter for the Bookseller magazine, has been covering the trial. Welcome back to the program.
Hello.
Today was the closing argument for the plaintiffs. What was the argument in a nutshell?
Well, they were basically covering old ground, going over the arguments that they presented throughout the three-week trial. I think a high point was an attack on Dan Brown for not bringing his wife Blythe to court. She conducted a lot of the research for the Da Vinci Code, and they say, and in fact the judge agreed, that she would have been a very useful witness to have in the trial.
And last week, the defense made its closing argument. How did that go?
They essentially tore into the witnesses. They said that Michael Bagent was a disaster in the witness box and either a fool or he was deceiving the court.
Here's what I don't understand about the theory of this lawsuit. If Bagent and Lee said, we produced in 1982 a work of imagination, I understand claiming that somebody else might be plagiarizing it, but if they claim this actually is the writing of history, isn't it hard to argue that it's their property in some way?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because that's one of the issues that came up in court today. They say that Brown has stolen the architecture of their work and, to quote them, hung it on a peg of a fictional thriller. One of the points that came up today, though, that the judge raised the issue of whether their supposedly factual book can be classed as fact or if it's so conjectural that it borders on fiction. Which, of course, I think they would be loath to admit themselves, because that would undermine their scholarship.
Well, how would you describe the attention that this case has been getting in London, and what kind of folks have been showing up in court?
Well, it's been on the front page of all the national newspapers. It's received a massive amount of radio and television coverage. Those days where Brown was giving evidence himself, everyone was cramming into court. People were even fighting over seats. The people inside the room included journalists from all over the world. There are also a lot of authors of other conspiracy novels, also would-be authors who were desperate to sell their related manuscripts to the publishers who would be giving evidence at the trial.
You mean writers are turning up with manuscripts at the trial, knowing that there are so many literary people around?
Yeah, there are some comedy characters in the courtroom who, every time the judge talks about particular details of the Holy Blood and the Holy Grail, they seem to sigh and roll their eyes because they think that actually the truth was something else. So, yes, there are many conspiracy theorists there.
Now, both of these books are Random House properties, yes?
That's right.
So this is like having publicity for these two books nonstop.
Publicity has gone through the roof, and in fact it's driven a massive increase in sales. I think that sales of the Da Vinci Code at the end of last week were up by 54%. And sales of the Holy Blood and the Holy Grail were up by something like 750%. So they're both doing very well out of it in those terms.
Catherine Rushton, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
It's Catherine Rushton of the Bookseller magazine in London, where she's been covering the trial claiming plagiarism by Dan Brown, the author of The Da Vinci Code.